how to go from being a homeowner to being an investor. That's what we're going to talk about on today's episode. Hey, everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, longtime investor. And on this show, we teach you how to create financial freedom. So if you're new here, please consider subscribing. Now, most Americans, you know, have been sold the idea of the quintessential American dream. I'm sure you were sold this idea at a young age as well, the vision of a home, you know, with a white picket fence. In fact, a survey released by Bankrate.com showed that 74% cited home ownership as the pinnacle of success in their life. It even outranked education, retirement, family, and career achievements. Imagine your home is more important than family? But yeah, 74% of people said so. I'm not here to tell you that you shouldn't own your own home. If that works for your situation, that's great. Good for you. But when you learn the difference between assets and performing assets, you might be rethinking home ownership as the most important marker of success in your life. Your home, remember, is an asset. Yes, it is, but it's not a performing asset. And that's a very important distinction that most people don't understand and most people don't even think about. A performing asset is anything that produces monthly cash flow or cash flow in general. It doesn't have to be monthly necessarily. Does your home make you money every month? Are you renting out a room in the home that's generating income? Are you living in a duplex where the other side of the duplex is generating rental income for you? Probably not. In fact, it actually takes money away from your monthly income through mortgage payments, other bills, improvements. However, if you own your own home, you've got a couple of good things going for you. Number one, you likely have some level of financial intelligence because you were able to qualify for a mortgage in the first place. And number two, even though your home isn't technically a performing asset, it likely has a key benefit that you can take advantage of to build wealth and create performing assets, and that is equity. Now, equity is the market value of your home minus the amount of money that is owed on the mortgage. Here's a quick example for you. If your home is worth $250,000 and the remaining balance on your mortgage is $200,000, well, then you have $50,000 in equity in your home. Equity increases as you pay down the balance of your mortgage. Every month you're making that mortgage payment, your equity is increasing. And it also increases with the property value through improvements as well. So if you make improvements on the home, you add solar panels and other things like that, your property value is going up, as well as when the value of your home goes up naturally, just with market conditions. And because homes have appreciated so much in recent years, you probably actually have a decent chunk of equity at your disposal that you can use and leverage in other ways to acquire real estate. Now, I always say that you can't eat equity, which means putting your equity to work for you can actually allow you far more benefits than just letting it build up untapped. Having available equity in your home is beneficial for many reasons, one of which is that you can use it to fund your future investments. Through home equity lines of credit, home equity loans, and cash out refinances, you can access your home equity and use it for almost any purpose, including investing in other real estate. This is the quickest route to go from homeowner to investor. Now, here's what you need to do to create a performing asset with the home equity that you're sitting in right now and sleeping under the roof of every night. Number one, calculate your equity. Whether you sit down at a desk with a banker or you use a simple calculator online, you'll need to know approximately how much equity is at your disposal. Most banking products will allow you access to around 80% of your home's equity. So determine if you have enough equity built up for investing to be a viable option. In most cases, you would want to at least have enough to cover a down payment on a rental property before you access that home equity. Number two, ensure that the numbers make sense. You know, what types of returns can you get on your investment? What kind of interest rate would you be paying for that home equity line of credit that you're getting? Run your numbers to be sure that you will be able to cover your new payment. Number three, consider how this money move will impact your overall financial snapshot. How can it help you reach your goals? Thinking long-term about this, you know, what will adding an investment property help you accomplish? If it's bringing in $800, $1,000, $1,200 a month in cash flow to your family, how would that change your life? How would that change your family? How will it influence your overall net worth? You went from not owning any performing assets to maybe now having one or two performing assets in your portfolio. That's huge. And on the other hand, how will taking out another loan impact other factors like your credit score and your debt-to-income ratio? Will you be able to take on another payment? there is a lot to consider here. So I urge you to not make this decision lightly. You really need to know your numbers. Number four, find the banking product that works for you. There are a few ways to access your home equity, including home equity loans, home equity lines of credit, and cash out refinance. My personal favorite is the home equity line of credit, but your mileage may vary. I'm not telling you what to like. Here's how you do it, though. You use a site like Bankrate to compare products and then speak to a local banker if you have any questions. I'd also like to note that some of these home equity products have become harder to obtain over the past few years, but don't give up on that because they're still out there. You just need to be like a dog with a bone, okay? I get emails and questions from viewers all the time that say, I cannot find a home equity line of credit. I can't find a bank to work with me. My answer is always keep looking. They are out there. Don't give up after 3 phone calls. You know, don't give up after 10 phone calls. You need to work hard, but you will find them. They exist. They are out there. So if this is something you want to do, keep searching. You're going to find a lender that is willing to work with you. You've just got to be tenacious. Number 5, identify a rental property. If you've decided to move forward by using your home equity to go from being a homeowner to being an investor, then it's time to buy a rental property. There are a few ways to begin investing right now, but the most streamlined process is to buy full service rental properties. That's what our team does at Morris Invest. We'll have a link in the description below. We can actually help you find a property that will help you reach your financial goals. We would love to learn more about you and how your goal is to achieve financial freedom. We'll help you move from being a homeowner to being an investor. You can schedule a free call with our team. Just go to our website at morrisinvest.com. And if you own your own home, accessing your equity can be an incredible way to bridge the gap from being a homeowner to becoming an investor. I hope this video gave you the knowledge and tools you need to understand equity, how to access it, and why you should put it to work today. Thanks so much for watching. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.